Our next guest, Dr. Vincent Mitchell, Professor of Marketing at the University of Sydney Business School, argues that perhaps maybe we do. Vincent, good morning.
Good morning, John.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. Now, looking at this issue around Facebook and Google using users' data in order to make some profits, some would argue that we deserve a little bit of a share back in this, but some would argue we're already giving it away for free, so why would we get any cash back? What's your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a question of whether that exchange is fair, right? So how do we gauge that? You know, namely, I allow you to use my content that I create for you. You don't create any content at all, right? And then I allow you to use my data on how I use that content and track other things regarding where else I use Facebook and profiles and put them all together and then to sell that. So is it fair that you, in 2017, make 4.3 billion profit, not revenue, profit, out of that? There aren't that many businesses that make that much profit. And so this question of, I get it for free, but you're making that much profit, suggests to me that that's a lot of profit from what you're actually providing.
How would the data be valued? I mean, we do choose to use these services, and yet, like I say, we're giving it away for free. How would we value what data is worth what?
Look, so this is quite complicated, which is why it hasn't hitherto been something we've been able to do. And the reason it's complicated is two things. First of all, that our data is spread around lots of different people. So Facebook has a bit, your bank has a bit, your credit card has a bit, your whatever apps on your phone, you will have a bit, but it's not really centralized. The second problem is that even if it were centralized, there isn't really a personal data market that I can go to and sell. So if I've got any other thing in my life, like a car or a house or a piece of furniture, I can go to a website, I can go somewhere, and I can sell that. That isn't the same for personal your data, but it's beginning to change.
So even if they were obliged to pay users for their data, the valuation would be still being done by the companies?
It would, because like any market, it depends on what people are prepared to pay. So what's changed now is that there's some data which says that your Facebook data, for example, could be worth around $19. There's some research in the US said when you aggregate some of all your online data, it's potentially about $240 per year. But that's quite an underestimate, because they've only aggregated certain parts. The potential for some people is actually much more significant than that.
So it would vary from user to user, essentially.
It would vary. Absolutely. And what's happened, which is quite exciting now, is that there are some companies that, like Wibson, like DataCoop, who are saying, look, well, we'll aggregate all your data for you. Right, so we'll do that aggregation, so it's not as divided as it was, and then we'll act as a trader to sell it on the personal data market. So we're beginning to see the beginnings of what could be a mechanism for, rather than Facebook making the money, that other companies acting on your behalf, selling your data, giving some money back to you.
So, obviously, I don't imagine Facebook and Google are going to be looking to cut into their own profits anytime soon, just out of the goodness of their hearts. Is there any serious attempts to make this in any way law or something that, as I say, the companies would be obliged to do?
So what's interesting about that is that over the last few months, lots of listeners might have had some emails from companies, particularly those based in Europe, saying, oh, we just wanted to check your details under this thing called GDPR, General Data Protection Regulation. And it's coming out of Europe, but those Australians who have either connected with European companies or visited and given over some of their details, now have extra protections for that. And one of those extra protections is you can claim compensation for for breaches of your data and personal privacy. And so yeah, there are some protections in laws that are beginning to say to Google and Facebook, yeah, actually you can't just take people's data and do with it what you want. And if you do that, then they can claim compensation. And so that's beginning to address some of the lack of fairness and equity in these markets, but it's only a first step. And it doesn't force them to actually give you the fair share of the money that they make from your data. That piece of legislation is not there.
And would this, you think, lead to a better user experience for, users of Facebook and Google and the like? Certainly, like I say, they're not really customers, but users of it. Would it lead to a better user experience if there was some financial investment being had on their behalf? Their data is now having to be paid for. It's not being provided for free. Would Facebook, Google, these big companies have to start listening to their user bases a little bit more on some of the changes they make?
Yeah, well, it's a good point, Sean, because the subscription model is something whereby we pay not to be advertised to and not to have our data sold to advertisers. The Googles and the Facebooks have been very reticent to actually say, well, how much would you have to pay in order for you to use my services without us selling your data? They've never gone there. They've hinted that they might, but they've never gone there. And the question is why? And I think part of the answer is that they don't want us to have that empowered experience and be able to say no to advertising and to have to listen to the customers more.
Well, it is a fascinating concept. Vince, thank you very much. Really do appreciate your time unpacking this one for us a little bit.
Welcome, Sean. Thank you.